It's time for the Coach Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7, brought to you in part by Integrity First Bank, Coleman Family Dentistry, Driftwood Lanes Baskin-Robbins, Nassari Home Mortgage, Jim Brown Company, Dewey & Sons Plumbing, Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration, Wells Fargo Advisors, James Boyette State Farm, Southern Breeze Real Estate, and 160 Pit Stop. And now your host of the Coach Maddox Show, Brad Haworth.
It is week 8 of the high school football season. The Bombers on the road tonight at Little Rock Hall to take on the Warriors at Scott Field. We'll take a break, come back, and talk things over with Mountain Home Head Football Coach Brian Maddox here in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Eight years in a row, winner for the best plumbing company in the Twin Lakes area is Dewey & Sons Plumbing. That's right, Dewey & Sons is number one again. Alfred and Chad Dewey and their staff want to say thank you for your continued trust in them. When it comes to plumbing, call the number one plumbing company, Dewey & Sons Plumbing, located on Highway 5 North in Mountain Home. Call the plumber number, 425-4868. That's the plumber number, 425-4868. Dewey & Sons Plumbing, serving the Twin Lakes area for over 39 years.
Shazam! Are you worried about unauthorized transactions on your debit card? Well, you can bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Introducing Shazam Bolt, the app that gives you access to balance information from your mobile device or computer.
Golly!
With the Shazam Bolt app, you can receive an alert via text or email immediately after a debit card transaction. If the card was not used by you, you can temporarily block your debit card instantly.
Shazam!
Take control and bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Member FDIC.
When you want ice cream, there's only one place to go in Mountain Home, Baskin-Robbins. Not only do they offer the largest variety of the most delicious ice cream around, they have a huge selection of specialty items like their waffle bowl sundaes, classic banana splits, warm cookie sundaes, scrumptious parfaits, warm cookie ice cream sandwiches, or try a powdered donut sandwich. For your next party, try one of Baskin-Robbins' ice cream cakes or one of their super popular polar pizzas. It's an ice cream lover's paradise at Baskin-Robbins in Mountain Home, next to Driftwood Lanes at the east end of the bypass.
Forget fuzzy investment approaches. At Wells Fargo Advisors, we can help you build an investment plan around your real-life needs and goals. With the help of our innovative investment planning technology, we'll construct a plan that's flexible enough to adapt to whatever life has in store for you. And you'll get regular updates on your progress toward your goals. It's investment planning that revolves around you, and it's available only through Wells Fargo Advisors. For more information, call me, David Matty, at 425-9390.
Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, member SIPC.
I'm Kim Conan, owner of Southern Breeze Real Estate. Let our team do a free market analysis for you. At Southern Breeze, we have had remarkable success. And while we're busy, we are never too busy to effectively market your property. At Southern Breeze Real Estate, our team works continually to find new ways to get your property sold. Just like the Bomber players and coaches will find the wins this season. Southern Breeze Real Estate on Highway 62 East and Cardinal Drive, 425-8868. We are what you need us to be.
When you need repairs done to your boat, jet ski, or trailer in the Twin Lakes area, there's only one place to go, Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration in Midway. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration can do fiberglass repair, rigging, upholstery, wiring, carpet, electronics, and radio installation, fix structural damage, repair dock rash, and more. Let them get you fixed and back on the water in a snap. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration, Highway 126 in Midway. Call 507-0902. That's 507-0902. Welcome back to the Coach Brian Maddox Show. The Bombers at Hall tonight. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. First, we'll look back at last week's tough loss to Marion. Brian, you and I were talking before we started getting the show started. I couldn't believe we were just over 6 minutes into the game last Friday night. There have been five touchdowns scored. It was a crazy start, wasn't it?
It was. It definitely was. Well, of course, they get the onside kick to start the game, and you know, and we were ready for it. The kid hit a perfect ball. It bounced at the right time, went right up over our hands, and they get that. So that's the last thing they needed, was to get the onside kick to start and get that extra possession. But anyway, and they showed what they you know, in person, what they'd shown on film, and that's they're very explosive, good receivers, really solid offensive line. The quarterback I don't know how every quarterback we've seen this year has had some potential, but he may have been the best one we've seen, and that's that's saying something. But anyway, they just go right down the field and score, and you're going, golly, we didn't need that start. But you know, the offense had had a really good week in practice, and we had said we've got to be able to do something offensively. We just really felt like this could be a week we break out a little bit, and because it's as sharp as it had looked in practice. And sure enough, we came out and we're clicking, and we went. You know, we got a big play from Isaac right off the bat. I think second play from scrimmage, and then Junior finished it off, and but the offensive line just picked up their blocks. We executed really well. We missed a read on the first play, or that one probably would have gone for about 11.
Wow.
And but come back, second play from scrimmage, Isaac breaks the long run on the midline, and it was a great start offensively. And you know, we didn't score on the third possession. We scored on our first two, but that third possession, even then, we had a lot of time of possession, drove the ball really well, and we just didn't get points out of it, which we got to get points out of our drives. But we're improving. It's we all want to win games, and that's frustrating to all of us, players, parents, coaches, everybody. But there's no doubt, watching the first film from the season and then watching this last week, the team is getting better, and that's fun to see.
Let's talk about that big run by Isaac, a 71-yard run, the longest play from scrimmage this year, and boy, it was nice.
Boy, it was, and like I said, it's just midline option. So they were dead set to take Junior away. So they're pinching their tackles. They're in an odd front, so they've got five defensive linemen essentially. So those, the middle one, obviously the nose, is right over the center, but the ones right over our tackles, they were just pinching on Junior all night long. And so we leave them unblocked, and Junior runs right up the center. Isaac's going to give it to him or keep it. It's an option. You're reading those tackles, and Isaac made a good read. The tackle came down on Junior and just left a lane. And little Brad Liddy, he jumps in there and throws a good block. Luke Foreman wrapped underneath and made a good block, and Isaac was gone. There was a big window there for him, and he's got enough speed to do something with it. So, really nice play.
You mentioned they got the ball back, and they go down and they score. So it's 14-6 at that point. Take us through that second drive. You had some big plays, 18, 15, and 12 to get in the end zone.
We did, and we do a self-scout every week on, what plays are working for us, what plays aren't, what defenses are working versus what, and our option plays. We have three true option plays, midline, inside, and outside beard, and then we have auxiliary runs to go with it. And we made a commitment to just run the option plays, and for the first two series there, they were just clicking, and I think we scored on the third possession had we not gone to some of our auxiliary runs. But you have to run a counter every once in a while to keep the defense honest. That's an auxiliary run. But anyway, I go back to that second drive. Isaac gets up there, finds a bubble in the defense, and we call the play to that bubble, and we read the defensive lineman that we're leaving unblocked, and it was just clicking. It was fun to watch, and it's for the first time all year, I just felt like it wasn't perfect, but it was getting to where, hey, we can do something here. And they did. They just play after play. The consistency was there. Offensive line's firing out. Junior just, what can you say? He hits it in there hard, and they have to honor him. And Isaac, with the speed he has, when he pulls it, he's dangerous. And so it's fun to watch that. And with all the injuries we've had, I think it's taken some time to get that consistency. And we're hoping to see another carryover, tonight.
We talk about ball control offense, and obviously you want to run the clock. Bob and I got to talking on the air last week. After your first two series, you'd had the ball, a little over 2 minutes, six plays, and 136 yards of offense.
Yes. But, and that's the funny thing is some of the guys on the headset on the sideline looked over at me funny because I said, after we scored to tie it, we were down one because we missed one of the extra points, but that second touchdown, I said, guys, I don't like this. It doesn't favor us. And I said, but the way the season's gone right now, I think we just take points. But, and Coach West looked down, and he was the one coach just nodding in agreement because, of course, he's the defensive coordinator. And he's, don't give them too many possessions, Coach. We'll wear out. They were deeper than we were. That's what I mean by that.
Sure.
And so even if we're scoring points, we're not going to outscore them. So that's where that ball control comes in. But you know what? When you're getting points, I think sometimes you might as well just be quiet and take it and enjoy it.
We'll take a break, come back, talk a little bit more about last week's game against Marion. And we continue with the Coach Brian Maddox Show here on Classic Hits 101.7.
Boy, Born and raised in Mountain Home, your local hometown mortgage company, Nassari Home Mortgage proudly supports the Bombers. Whether it's cheering on the cross-country team, quiet claps at a tennis match, or spending Friday nights at Bomber Stadium, the team at Nassari Home Mortgage backs the blue and gold. We are proud Bomber boosters, and we are ready to watch our Bomber team soar to the top. Go Bombers!
Football fans know some things just go together. Quarterbacks and receivers, face paint and super fans, game days and tailgates. State Farm agent James Boyette knows another winning combination, home and auto. James and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which saves you time and money. So get your home and auto on the same team and score some savings. Call State Farm agent James Boyette at 425-4540. That's 425-4540.
Tradition is something that you can't buy. In business, you earn it by taking care of your customers. That's what we've done at the Jim Brown Company since 1964. Jim Brown Company's been serving the heating and cooling needs of our customers with quick service and quality products for four generations, and we're proud to serve our friends and family in the Twin Lakes area. We are also proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers, and we're excited to see Coach Brian Maddox build new traditions with the Mountain Home football program. Good luck, Bombers, from the Jim Brown Company.
Some of the greatest things about living in a small town are recognizable faces, great service and care, and Friday night football. As a Mountain Home native, these qualities are important to me and my staff at Coleman Family Dentistry. We strive to provide the first two in our office and are excited to see Coach Brian Maddox and the Bombers provide the third. We're proud to be a supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers and Coach Brian Maddox this season. Come help us root on the Bombers this year and visit us at our website, www.ColemanFamilyDentistry.com, or at our location in Bradford Square to schedule your appointment.
When you need tires, you need to check out Highway 160 Pit Stop in Gainesville. Highway 160 Pit Stop carries the major brands of tires for your vehicle. They also have agricultural tires and they repair tires. They also offer oil changes, they fix brakes, and do front-end repair and alignments. Highway 160 Pit Stop is open Monday through Friday from 8 till 5, and they're there Saturday mornings from 8 to noon if you can't make it during the week. Highway 160 Pit Stop, located at 166 First Street in Gainesville. Back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show, and Brian, you went into a halftime last week. Close game early. By halftime, the Patriots were up 35-13. What was the message at the break last week?
It was just, you know, we went into at halftime, and we, you know, coaches always meet first, and then we go down and meet with the kids, and, you know, our defensive staff, Coach Hendricks and Coach Thomas and Coach West did a really good job. We found some things that we felt like were hurting us. They made some adjustments, and then, you know, if you watch the second half, we gave up 7 points, and, you know, that's where you – you know, it's not like they called the dogs off. They had their starters out there. They were running their stuff. They were trying to run screens and the quick pop passes and, you know, the zone read out of the gun and just spread you out and hit you everywhere in between. And I thought the adjustments really helped us. So hats off to them. The defense didn't quit. Those kids out there just playing as hard as they can. You know, Riley Peters, I think, had 11 tackles, I think 7 on his own and 4 assisted. And, you know, Hayden Strider is just always giving you everything he's got. Those guys up front, you know, Gabe's in there battling. He's on both sides of the ball. He's exhausted, right, but keeps battling. Cody Anderson got back in there and did a great job. And, you know, David Waymire's playing through that back pain. And right. But those guys just kept plugging. They kept battling. You got Swartz out there. He's a sophomore trying to figure it out. And he grew up very quickly, I thought, in that game. I just, you know, you have two sophomores in the secondary because of these injuries. And Hunter Price is the other one. Mm-hmm. And they did it, you know, that first half you saw some jitters, in the second half they both played pretty well, I thought. And just, you know, that's one thing, the injuries stink, but it is giving guys like that an opportunity to get better for the future. And I thought they played a really good second half.
Well, let's talk about the interceptions, because James Schwartz picked off a pass. Ben Henderson had one, and Liddy had one as well.
Right. Well, in the second half, of course, part of the adjustment was getting up a little tighter the line of scrimmage on the perimeter. And you know, we tried to send Waymire in off the edge a little bit more just to get some pressure. And, you know, it caused that quarterback to make some mm-hmm. reads, you know, bad reads. That's one thing about him. He's a gunslinger. He's going to take chances, and he's going to try to force the ball in some. And, he made a couple of bad reads, and we capitalized on it. And it was fun. It was fun watching the defense play the way they did there in the second half. But, you know, defensive line were getting their hands up. And, you know, it's again, like I said, no one wants to hear it when you're 0-7, but we're getting better. You know, it's obvious on film we're getting much better. Hopefully we can get that to translate into some wins.
I like the opening drive coming out of the locker room. The first drive of the third quarter, he put some more points on the board, junior captain with the run, but it was another one of those drives. It looks like, I'm just guessing here, about eight or nine plays, and one of those that took some time off the clock that you want to do.
That was the kind of drive that we're looking for. You know, that third series of the game where we actually didn't get points, you know, that type of drive, and then that one where you're snapping the ball a lot and, like you said, and running the clock. That shortens a game that allows us, you know, it's just common sense. I mean, the more snaps you play, the more it favors the deeper team. You're going to wear out and fatigue. So that drive was a thing of beauty. I mean, it really was. There's a lot of clips that we're going to take off of our game film. You know, we have Huddle, where, you know, download your film on Huddle. It's a website, and the kids are on there, the coaches are on there. But, you know, over the off season, the summer, we'll watch some of it for install for next year. We're going to pull a lot of clips from the Marion game. I can tell you right now, that drive was a thing of beauty. But, you know, and what was nice about it is you got Junior involved, you got Isaac involved, but you also got Brad Liddy on, you know, on the triple. We got to the pitch phase of the triple option and pitched it out to Brad. And Hunter Schott, I think, had a big play, and he just dropped his pads on the perimeter and ran over a corner. And so that shows some power as well. And it was clicking, and the offensive line's just getting better and better. And, you know, Ben Henderson, I can't say enough about Ben. He's not a center. And he'll tell you he's not a center, but he came to us in the summer and said, "Coach, I'll do it if you need me to." And he's just battling, and he's turned into a really good one. I think he doesn't have to win. He's just got to get his helmet on the play side where they can't get across his face and seal off that backside, and he's doing that for us.
He's showing his hands, too. He's got two picks this year.
He's got two interceptions. And Coach West always jokes. He says, "We've got to be the only team in the conference whose center is in the conversation to play in the secondary or an outside linebacker spot." And that's just Ben. And, you know, he's a baseball player. He's got some hands.
He does.
But, you know, he played his position really well. And he was one that I think baited the – I think it was the second one. He baited the quarterback into the throw a little bit. And pretty clever on his part. And he jumped on it. But he's playing really well.
Well, let's take a break. We'll come back, talk about that trip with Little Rock Hall, and we continue here in just a moment on the Coach Brian Maddox Show here on Classic Hits 101.7.
Eight years in a row, winner for the best plumbing company in the Twin Lakes area is Dewey & Sons Plumbing. That's right, Dewey & Sons is number one again. Alfred and Chad Dewey and their staff want to say thank you for your continued trust in them. When it comes to plumbing, call the number one plumbing company, Dewey & Sons Plumbing, located on Highway 5 North in Mountain Home. Call the plumber number, 425-4868. That's the plumber number, 425-4868. Dewey & Sons Plumbing, serving the Twin Lakes area for over 39 years.
Shazam!
Are you worried about unauthorized transactions on your debit card? Well, you can bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Introducing Shazam Bolt, the app that gives you access to balance information from your mobile device or computer.
Golly!
With the Shazam Bolt app, you can receive an alert via text or email immediately after a debit card transaction. If the card was not used by you, you can temporarily block your debit card instantly.
Shazam!
Take control and bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Member FDIC.
When you want ice cream, there's only one place to go in Mount Vernon, Baskin-Robbins. Not only do they offer the largest variety of the most delicious ice cream around, they have a huge selection of specialty items like their waffle bowl sundaes, classic banana splits, warm cookie sundaes, scrumptious parfaits, warm cookie ice cream sandwiches, or try a powdered donut sandwich. For your next party, try one of Baskin-Robbins' ice cream cakes or one of their super popular polar pizzas. It's an ice cream lover's paradise at Baskin-Robbins in Mount Vernon, next to Driftwood Lanes at the east end of the bypass.
Forget fuzzy investment approaches. At Wells Fargo Advisors, we can help you build an investment plan around your real-life needs and goals. With the help of our innovative investment planning technology, we'll construct a plan that's flexible enough to adapt to whatever life has in store for you. And you'll get regular updates on your progress toward your goals. It's investment planning that revolves around you, and it's available only through Wells Fargo Advisors. For more information, call me, David Maddy, at 425-9390.
Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, member SIPC.
I'm Kim Conan, owner of Southern Breeze Real Estate. Let our team do a free market analysis for you. At Southern Breeze, we have had remarkable success. And while we're busy, we are never too busy to effectively market your property. At Southern Breeze Real Estate, our team works continually to find new ways to get your property sold. Just like the Bomber players and coaches will find the wins this season. Southern Breeze Real Estate on Highway 62 East and Cardinal Drive, 425-8868. We are what you need us to be.
When you need repairs done to your boat, jet ski, or trailer in the Twin Lakes area, there's only one place to go, Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration in Midway. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration can do fiberglass repair, rigging, upholstery, wiring, carpet, electronics, and radio installation, fix structural damage, repair dock rash, and more. Let them get you fixed and back on the water in a snap. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration, Highway 126 in Midway. Call 507-0902. That's 507-0902. We're back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show as the Bombers prepare to take on Little Rock Hall this evening. Brian had a chance to talk to Kipchoge Van Hoos, the coach at Little Rock Hall this week, and talked about what they like to do, and he says, our skill guys are where our talent is. We just get the ball to them and let them make plays. I like that philosophy.
that's what it looks like on film. They play Jacksonville, and we're watching the Jacksonville game, and they literally will send everybody deep and throw that thing up. And wow. They'll out-jump you for it and come down with it. The quarterback scrambles, one of their best plays, kind of like Jacksonville. And, they'll run speed option. That's the play I think they run that they execute the best. A lot of their offense is busted plays. You know, Jacksonville and Hall both have that in common. It's
right.
It's not their designed offense that scares you as much as it's those busted plays. You know, quarterback bobbles a shotgun snap, so everybody gets out of their rush lanes, and then he finds a seam and he takes off.
Right.
Before I came over here, I was watching some more, and there was a play. He rolls out. It's a three receivers to the right, quarterback rolls out to the right, halfback leads him over there, and he ends up scrambling all the way back to the left sideline and gets like 35 yards.
Wow.
Those are the things when you play a team like Hall that worry you. We've got to bottle up the quarterback, and we've got to make sure we don't give up the deep ball. I think if we'll do those two things and tackle well, we'll have a great chance to win the game. But that's easier said than done. You know, you can be in perfect position sometimes. But when a receiver has some height and can jump and go up and get it, you can cover him perfectly and he still comes down with it. So those are the things that, you know, I lose sleep over. But, again, I do think we're getting better and better and better, and I'm hoping it shows tonight. I've got a lot of confidence.
Let's talk about some of their personnel. Chadez Sanders is a receiver, and Malik Goggins, those are the two that really stand out, number two, number six. What do you have to do with these guys tonight?
Well, that's the thing. You know, they'll throw the screen to them. They'll bring them in motion and hand it to them on the fly sweep. So that's kind of their way. If we can't throw it to them, then we'll hand it to them in the run game, which I think is intelligent on their part. But, you know, we have to be close enough in the screen game that we're not giving up 8 or 9 yards on a little bubble screen. I mean, that's something that we, you know, again, going back to last week, we really just decided we're going to emphasize. But you got to do that without giving up the deep ball. So we've worked really hard on that this week. It's looked good in practice. And again, it's hard to simulate those receivers, but those are the two that they'll send vertical. They'll send them deep and throw it up to them, let them out jump you. So that's that part of it. You can only control what you can control. Stay over the top of them. Don't let them behind you and make a play on the ball. But we can shut them down in the screen game and in the run game. So we're going to try to bottle that up, make them do the hardest thing possible to score.
Defensively, they've had trouble this year. They've given up a lot of points. Tell us about their defensive side of the ball.
Well, they're a 3-3 stack, which, when you're a triple option team, you cringe a little bit because there's some slanting and things like that they do, and you don't know where they're going, and they're going to blitz. At some point, I think you'll see them blitz 8 people.
Wow.
against us.
Uh-huh.
We don't run the spread like everybody else does, literally everybody else in the conference. I think they feel like they can just send 8 people and take care of it. If we can execute, I think there's going to be some opportunities for some big plays. Last year, as the game went on, they just did not like the downhill running right at them.
Right.
And so we feel like there's an advantage there. Of course, right now we're beat up on the offensive line a little bit. Gabe Henderson will be a game time decision, and that doesn't help us. But you know, we still feel like we can option some of their bigger guys. They've got some big linemen that don't move real well. Now they can hard to move them. They can plug some gaps for sure. But you know, we just leave them unblocked and just try to be quicker. And you know, our fullback will hit it in there, and you know Junior will hit it in there hard. And if they take him, Isaac will pull it. And they struggled with it last year, and you know, looking at them on film, if we'll execute, I feel good about our chances to move the ball.
We're going to take a break, come back, and wrap things up here in just a moment. We're listening to the Coach Brian Maddox Show here on Classic Hits 101.7.
Born and raised in Mountain Home, your local hometown mortgage company, Nassari Home Mortgage proudly supports the Bombers. Whether it's cheering on the cross-country team, quiet claps at a tennis match, or spending Friday nights at Bomber Stadium, the team at Nassari Home Mortgage backs the blue and gold. We are proud Bomber boosters, and we are ready to watch our Bomber team soar to the top. Go Bombers!
Football fans know some things just go together. Quarterbacks and receivers, face paint and super fans, game days and tailgates. State Farm agent James Boyette knows another winning combination, home and auto. James and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which saves you time and money. So get your home and auto on the same team and score some savings. Call State Farm agent James Boyette at 425-4540. That's 425-4540.
Tradition is something that you can't buy. In business, you earn it by taking care of your customers. That's what we've done at the Jim Brown Company since 1964. Jim Brown Company's been serving the heating and cooling needs of our customers with quick service and quality products for four generations, and we're proud to serve our friends and family in the Twin Lakes area. We are also proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers, and we're excited to see Coach Brian Maddox build new traditions with the Mountain Home football program. Good luck, Bombers, from the Jim Brown Company.
Some of the greatest things about living in a small town are recognizable faces, great service and care, and Friday night football. As a Mountain Home native, these qualities are important to me and my staff at Coleman Family Dentistry. We strive to provide the first two in our office and are excited to see Coach Brian Maddox and the Bombers provide the third. We're proud to be a supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers and Coach Brian Maddox this season. Come help us root on the Bombers this year and visit us at our website, www.ColemanFamilyDentistry.com, or at our location in Bradford Square to schedule your appointment.
When you need tires, you need to check out Highway 160 Pit Stop in Gainesville. Highway 160 Pit Stop carries the major brands of tires for your vehicle. They also have agricultural tires and they repair tires. They also offer oil changes. They fix brakes and do front end repair and alignments. Highway 160 Pit Stop is open Monday through Friday from 8 till 5, and they're there Saturday mornings from 8 to noon if you can't make it during the week. Highway 160 Pit Stop, located at 166 First Street in Gainesville. We're back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show as the Bombers get set to take on Little Rock Hall this evening. Brian, 0-7 the record right now. I know it's not where anybody wants that record to be. What's practice been like these last couple of weeks?
Yeah, and of course there was, you know, this senior class, you know, going into the season, a lot of expectations, and no one, I don't think, saw any of it coming, that the way the season's played out, all the injuries and not, you know, not having any wins right now at this point. And so, you know, it is. That's been my worry. You know, I said last week homecoming I actually thought was a good thing, pick their spirits up. And, you know, it's funny. You come to one of our practices, you know, you will go out there and stretches and drills like any other football practice. And it's the water breaks that are entertaining. you know, that's because we let them. I've softened up a little bit, I guess, over the last several years. But at a water break, we used to have them all take a knee side by side on the sideline, and that way there's no goofballing. And it's a game. We're trying to let them have some fun, especially in a season like this where nothing's. So anyway, they're out there after they get a drink of water, kicking field goals. You know, they only got 5 minutes, so they're getting as much in as they can. You know, you've got linemen having field goal kicking contests and punting contests, and you know, you've got, you know, guys like Brad Liddy calling somebody out and getting in a three-point stance like he's a lineman. It was just, it's if you ever just, I told the coaches, I said, we need to film this one day and show it at the banquet at the end of the year, because it's, the water breaks are priceless. But I mean, I say, you know, in this group, and I've said this before, this group is the I mean, they will dance. You turn some music on, and we did that during our drill period the other day. We just we turned the music on, try to pick them up, let them have some fun, and I'll tell you, it was one of the best practices we had all year. They got after it, but they were dancing in between plays, and I'm going to tell you, we need to film that too and show it. Some of these kids can dance a little bit, and they beat Lindsay's volleyball team that dance off back at the first pep rally. But I say all that, you know, we're all disappointed in the record, and we just are. I'm as competitive as anybody. Our coaches are. We're sick about it. But, you know, at the same time, it is still a game, and there are more important things in life. There's bigger things in life, and so letting the kids have some fun. They are kids playing a game that they love, and it's good to see them still smiling, having a good time. So spirits are good, and they're ready to play tonight, and I think they'll play hard.
And looking at what the standings are, still alive for a playoff spot.
I think we have to win out. That's my math. And, you know, if we can get Hall, we just need a little momentum. And, of course, Searcy's very good this year. West Memphis is very good this year, and we can worry about that when they get here. But I'm telling you, if we string together, you know, the first quarter offensively, that second half defensively from Marion, we can play with those two teams and have a chance to beat them. It's just, you know, we've said consistency all year because it hasn't been there yet. I'm hoping before the season's over it totally shows for four quarters. You're seeing that build up and that progression week after week, I feel like. And you know, so hopefully we'll start tonight, we'll get it, and hopefully we can win out and get in. So and until we're out of the playoffs, I promise you, we're going to keep fighting to try to get in. So.
You betcha. All right, keys tonight. What do you have to do to get a victory?
Same thing as always. We got to run the ball, run the clock, and we have to finish drives and get points out of our drives. And then defensively, we have to keep them in front of us and tackle well. I think that's the word of the night is tackle. If we don't give up the deep ball and we tackle well, I think we're going to have a great chance to win the game.
All right. Good luck tonight.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Coach Brian Maddox, we'll take a break. Joining you live from Scott Field in Little Rock next here on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the Coach Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7. The Coach Maddox Show is brought to you by Integrity First Bank, Coleman Family Dentistry, Baskin-Robbins, Nassari Home Mortgage, Jim Brown Company, Dewey & Sons Plumbing, Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration, Wells Fargo Advisors, James Boyette State Farm, Southern Breeze Real Estate, and 160 Pit Stop. Stay tuned, there's more pregame to come here on Classic Hits 101.7.